It's Gay Ski Week, and Hooch Cocktail Bar is bustling. It's dark inside and filled with the hum of down-tempo house beats and chatter. It feels less like Wild Au Pré and more like an upscale networking event. And it's almost entirely women.
Oh, wow. Ladies galore.
That's Allison Richmond. She says Gay Ski Week seems to be mostly male.
It is about 98% men.
Aspen Gay Ski Week prides itself on appealing to a wide range of participants. They've made a conscious effort to expand that reach, including women. Christine Kavanaugh is on the board of Aspen Out, Gay Ski Week's organizer and vice president of sales at Aspen Skiing Company, which runs the Four Mountain Resort. She says inclusivity, it doesn't happen on accident.
We've worked really hard to be more inclusive of women. We've definitely gone out of our way to create these women, not necessarily women-only events, but women-specific events. Men are welcome to join us, but they respect the women and let them have their space for a couple events a week.
And for the most part, it's working. There's a feeling that it's important to build a community within a community. Here's Richmond again.
I definitely like Women's Night specifically, and I just really enjoy the community of seeing other people that are similar to me, and so I don't feel excluded in the world. Every single night being out with other people like me, male or female, is very important.
Her friend Amy Denick agrees that it is important to build a close-knit network within the larger community.
I think that having women support all of us together is super important because we're all in this party together.
And the party's just getting started. While Aspen Out doesn't keep track of how many women attend Gay Ski Week each year, according to President Melissa Temple, expanded offerings don't hurt.
Our outreach is to everybody. It's not targeted specifically to any gender or anybody in the gay community. It's just everybody.
Aspen local and Gay Ski Week attendee Richmond says she'd certainly like to see more women at Gay Ski Week.
We'd love to see a higher population of women, selfishly. I think that it's important that all of us show up.
Aspen Out has been making sure women show up. There's an entire section of the Gay Ski Week webpage dedicated to events for women. There's Ladies Night and a couple of co-ed friendship dinners. Aspen Skiing Company is an event partner and sponsor which has supported marriage equality in the past, even signing an amicus brief in the 2015 Supreme Court case that legalized same-sex marriage. The events of Aspen Gay Ski Week cover Aspen Skiing Company's four mountains, something the ski company is proud of and has capitalized on as a marketing tool. Aspen Skiing Company has made deliberate efforts as part of its Give a Flake marketing campaign to have inclusive messaging, with images of same-sex couples and women prominently featured with the campaign's signature asterisk and a rainbow of color. Christian Knapp is chief marketing officer with SkiCo. He helped spearhead a marketing campaign that promotes marriage equality. They've gotten some pushback from critics wondering why SkiCo is getting involved in politics, but Knapp says it's something the company believes in, and it's good business.
Quite frankly, you know, Gay Ski Week has been a huge driver of business for us.
While SkiCo stands to benefit from reaching new markets, Aspen Out, which is a nonprofit, also wants to leverage that same message, doing it as a fundraiser. Last year, they gave away over $50,000 in grants to other organizations and $16,000 in scholarships for local kids. And for many women, that's reason enough to attend. Back at Hooch, Aspen Out board member Karen Kurt says that's just one of the reasons Aspen's Gay Ski Week is special.
Aspen has a history of being inclusive and where people can express themselves, so I'm proud of that.
She explains that as a nonprofit, it's their goal to reach everyone who can contribute to the cause, man or woman, gay or straight. Aspen Out President Melissa Temple agrees.
It's a very inclusive event, so there's always something for everybody.
Temple disappears back into the crowded bar, passing out hugs and handshakes, celebrating what just happens to be a gathering of women as part of a larger LGBTQ community. Zoe Rome, Aspen Public Radio News.